Did I guys tell you that I'm reading a book about anti-gravity?
No.
Oh, really? Yeah, hey. It's impossible to put down.
Dang it.
Dad joke!
I hate getting tricked into dad jokes. I hate getting tricked into dad jokes.
Hey, podcast. How are you?
Hi, podcast.
Hey, all you cool cats.
Hello.
All right.
This is our last show for the week. Yeah. I'm really excited to have a couple days off.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I did promise during our live show that we were going to do another amazing fact of the day.
Yeah.
To kick off the podcast. So here you go. The Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
Not an oval.
Okay, but that's not it today.
Oh.
It has pressure sensors in the floor. So the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is, even when they're not allowed inside. Because there's not always, sometimes there's secret meetings.
Right.
So the Secret Service have to stand on the outside, but they still know where people are standing in the room.
Whoa, that's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, now I'm worried that someone's installed that in my house.
No.
A pressure sensor?
Yeah, to find out where I am. I'm very high value target, you guys.
It's true.
You are going to get taken out by a serial killer.
He is public enemy number one.
I don't want to.
It's your destiny, man.
You don't want to. No, don't. I don't want to. That's what you're going to say when the killer comes?
Have we tried it? Have you been murdered? And have you told them, please don't, I don't want to? Maybe they'll leave you alone. I don't know how the mind of a serial killer works.
His final words, it didn't work.
Oh, no,
it didn't work.
John was right. And then I died before I can say
no,
John was right.
No, it's got to finish.
Nope, sorry. I died. I'll never say it.
All right, we've got a fun podcast for you today, including Hump Day songs. And you get to see, you get to hear what would happen with a certain song if I was looking out a window and Jackson showed up in a room. I mean, my wife showed up in a room. We fall in love. So
also, so we don't have new shows for tomorrow or Friday, and there won't be a Saturday morning serial. However, we have something very special in store for you, because tomorrow we are getting visited on the podcast by none other than Angelica Schuyler herself from Hamilton.
Yeah, her name's
Renee Goldsberry is joining us to talk about Hamilton dropping on Disney Plus this Friday.
I got to tell you, I looked her up for a while. Yeah, actually, you walked in the office when I was doing some research on her. And I was like, I cannot believe.
She's been in everything.
Yeah.
And then she calls our show.
And then she calls our show and she realizes right away that we are.
Nah, she liked us. She was cool with it.
Yeah, that uncomfortable. Oh, man, I'm going to kill my agent.
Oh, no.
Like, that was the kind of thing going on. Yeah. So make sure you look for that podcast as well. But for now, on with the show.
What day is it today?
It's World Social Media Day.
Social media?
Social media.
What? I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
I did post it on social media.
Facebook, Friendster, Twitter, Tinder.
Instagram.
TikTok. God, it's like I'm the only person in the house who gets social media.
Happy World Social Media Day.
Oh, it's time.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 1st, making it Hump Day. You did it. Not only is it Hump Day, not only will we be doing your conception songs at 9 or 7:30 this morning, we've got a second date update for you at 7:50, and it's our final show before going into 4th of July holiday weekend. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, buddy.
Producer Danny, what up?
Good morning, John.
Hello. Hi. Monroe, good morning to you.
Hi.
Let's talk about a 4th of July weekend plans. What are we doing? Are we staying safe? Fireworks? I don't know. Park City has canceled their festivities. A lot of places have. Jackson, what's your new 4th of July tradition that you're going to just start this year?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I had big plans. We have 4 days off.
Yeah.
I haven't had 4 days off in a long time. Where I wasn't dying. So I was excited to go, I don't know, camping or something, but I don't think
don't know.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Not feeling terribly comfortable with it because, you know.
The stuff.
The Rona.
The Rona. What's going on?
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll probably do dinner and a fire or something at the house. Nothing crazy.
Producer Danny, what about you? What are you doing?
Yeah, just a good old-fashioned barbecue.
Okay.
Burgers,
America.
Fries.
Yeah.
America.
Works for me.
America.
Monroe.
Well, my husband's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
He wants me to die.
Sure.
So he can collect on my $40,000 life insurance policy.
Scorer.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Got her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going camping.
You bringing the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen.
Again.
Bringing the trailer.
So you have electricity. You have air conditioning. You have a toilet.
Yeah.
That's glamping.
Yeah.
That's not glamping.
It's
Danny. That's glamping.
Still rolling me out in the middle of a field and saying, here, survive. And I'm just like, what?
You have a toilet.
There's wildlife.
Air conditioning.
There's wildlife out here.
Are you a use the toilet and shower family or don't use the toilet and shower family?
Use the toilet.
Uh-huh.
The shower, no.
Okay.
But because that water's nasty, when are you going to shower with your garden hose?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I have before.
Not a problem.
Let me tell you.
Listen, if my soap is worth the amount of money I'm paying for it, it'll kill whatever's in that water. So I'm not that worried about it.
Do you guys have the rule? No, yes on number one, no on number two in the trailer, or do you do it all in the trailer?
Well, where else do you want me to do it?
Well, usually
in a bucket.
Or if you're going to a campsite, there's sometimes you can walk down like a 100 yards and find a rest. No?
No, John.
Can you see this look that I'm getting here?
Why would I have one if I can't use it?
There's many families who let the one but not the other.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's toilets at campsites.
To clean out the plumbing. Which is
No, I'm going to a middle of a field, okay?
Okay.
So it's either there or where mosquitoes
dig a hole.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Come on.
I will lay down. I will die before I go in a hole.
Fair.
That is definitely fair.
All right,
Monroe. I got a bucket, full of sunshine. I got a love. Go ahead, give us a pocket full of sunshine for someone who's looking for a smile, a feel-good story for the day.
This is a really cool story. This is actually in People magazine. Juan Manuel Ballesteros? Ballesteros. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it looks really
great
on paper. Recently sailed from Portugal to Argentina just to see his 90-year-old father. So, it was an 85-day voyage, okay? It was 85 days it took him to get there. He was in a sailboat, and flights were obviously canceled, so he couldn't get he couldn't get to see his dad, his 90-year-old dad. So he told the paper, I didn't want to stay like a coward on an island where there were no cases. He said, I wanted to do everything possible to return home. The most important thing for me was to be with my family. I wasn't afraid, but I did have a lot of uncertainty. It was very strange to sail in the middle of a pandemic with humanity teetering around me. There was no going back.
It's kind of weird about that. As you leave, you're on the ocean.
You don't know what's
know what's happening. Yeah, for 85 days. You don't know what you're going to arrive and see.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
But he did that to get to his 90-year-old dad. Like, if that were me, I'd be like, you know what, Dad? You had a great run.
Do you think on his boat, he allowed both one and two? Or how do you think that worked for him?
What is he going to do? Go over the side?
Yes, you hold on.
He could fall off.
Especially in a boat.
Exactly.
Come on.
You check the prop.
You check the prop.
That's what it's called.
If it was my boat and somebody pooped on my boat instead of in the water where it's just everywhere. You can go anywhere in the water you want. I'd be pretty mad.
You throw them off the side, don't you?
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
I drag them under the bottom.
Yes.
I flog them. That's it.
You can't poop under a...
No, that's a captain I'll sail with right there.
Thank you. Zero tolerance for boat pooping.
You know, we've taken a lot of hard stands in our life.
But there is that is the one. I'm kind of a pushover. I'll let a lot go. But boat pooping? In my America?
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, you know about the Mix app. We've talked about it. This is where you you download it. You open up your app store, search for Mix 105.1. You can find it. Not only, though, do you get to listen to Mix from the app or can you enter into our contest, you can leave us an open mic. And an open mic is just a voicemail that goes right to us. And every once in a while, Danny grabs them and we play them for you on the show. It's one of my favorite things. Yeah. Because a lot of people listen to our podcast or, you know, they only listen to 15 minutes of the show while driving, but then they go back later and listen to the rest of the show.
Right.
And you want to comment on things. And we want that. So by all means, always leave us an open mic. For example, this listener has a question to Monroe.
Oh.
Yes.
Why does every song remind Monroe of Ted Bundy? I'm just wondering. Maybe that says something about you, Monroe?
That's a good point.
What song reminds you of Ted Bundy?
Listen, there are a lot because When I picture Ted Bundy in my mind, okay.
No, please go ahead. No.
John,
no.
Don't interrupt her. Let's let her really paint a picture.
I picture Ted Bundy in this, like, in his little Volkswagen Beetle with the windows down and the wind blowing through his little curly hair.
Sure.
And he's just jamming out to Maroon 5, you know?
Meanwhile, there is an unconscious victim where the front passenger seat should be. Do you hear that?
I know.
In the truck here.
I know.
I love this song.
Quiet, you.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's just driving down the street to like the theme from Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
That's how it's because every time you see Ted Bundy, you see that Beetle. And you're like, what are you doing in that Beetle? Are you listening to Vanessa Carlton?
I would personally like to apologize to any families of Ted Bundy's victims right now. Because, you know.
Monroe.
We're in Salt Lake.
That's what I picture. I picture just this crazy dude.
Making my way downtown.
Yeah. Jamming out to the radio.
Passing homebound.
All right.
What do you think he was doing?
Our next podcast, Open
Raging.
Mic, has to do with the internet going down.
This is for the Mixed Morning Fix. When I was listening to the podcast for June 16th, I heard you guys talking about the internet going down for our phones, and I wanted you guys to know that for the contingency plan the U.S. has for the zombie apocalypse, their first step is to shut down all communications, Wi-Fi, data, etc. So that's what I thought was happening. See you guys.
Well, there you go.
How old is that person, and how do they have that much intel?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What I want to know.
That's a young Jackson right there, already into the conspiracies. That's what I hear.
You don't know
that's
that.
You don't know.
My question
is,
if there are zombies, you've never needed to communicate more. So why would they shut it down?
Well, and if a zombie is the one, zombie's not going on Google.
No, a zombie's not yelping their favorite place to eat brains.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for sure.
Like, right.
They don't care about the Wi-Fi.
They're not going on it.
Yeah.
It's our only chance of survival.
That's what I'm saying, man. Until it goes down.
Oh,
and it
man.
Will go down,
it
folks.
Will.
And on that day, I'm going to lay down and surrender. Come get me, zombies. Not worth it.
You know, it just reminded me of...
You're just going to coat yourself in honey? Come get it!
No, I'm going to coat myself in other people's brains.
I was going to say, honey?
Sweeten
they're not
going to
be excited about that.
No.
They're not going to enjoy that.
Real fresh brains.
I'm going to be a sweet treat.
Do you remember that story of Hawaii who got the emergency alert system?
Yes!
Because there was like a missile on the way.
Oh, my missile. Gosh. Take cover, I guess, but don't count on surviving is basically what that message said.
I still feel so bad for that guy.
Twice before they corrected it.
Yes. I know. In fact,
feel bad for that. No, I don't.
Mary Nichols from KUTV, her son was over in Hawaii at the time and sent like a screenshot of that and was like, all right, Mom, we'll see what happens. Like,
Well.
And finally, James is back. James has another song for us. I'll let him tell you all about it.
Hey, guys. It's James. I don't know if you remember from last year. I was the one that did the Poop Dollar song for you guys.
Yeah.
And I had no idea you guys loved it so much until a few months ago when John told me that you guys actually put it on the radio. So in honor of you guys being the number one show, I decided to redo it a little bit. So here we go.
Oh, no.
Poop, dollar, 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 poop, dollar, 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 poop, dollar. Poop, dollar, 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 poop, dollar, 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 poop, dollar. John Jackson, Emma Rowe, the number one show, and now you know it's better than a poop, dollar, 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 poop, dollar, 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 poop, dollar.
Well, that was a great song. I would be lying if I said I wasn't upset about only being better than a poop dollar.
My kids tell the poop dollar story.
I'm so mad about it.
Often than I care to ever tell you, Jackson.
For those
personally.
Of you who don't know what we're talking about, because I told that
it's
story,
a long time ago.
By the way, like 4 years ago, and it still continues to haunt me to this day. I was walking downtown, and I saw a dollar on the ground, and I was like, "Well, I'm going to go pick up that dollar. Only a dummy doesn't pick up money off the street." Turns out, the dummy was me.
Yeah.
I went and picked it up. I was like, oh, this dollar's a little heavier than I suspected. So there must be more dollars in there. That's where my head went, more dollars.
Right.
I opened it up, and there wasn't more dollars. There was poop. There was poop in it.
No.
And the only reason I know it was poop, before I had to do much investigating, thank God, some teenage boys on the roof of the business next to me started screaming from the roof, Poop dollar.
Poop dollar, dollar, dollar. Poop,
poop
dollar,
dollar,
poop dollar, dollar.
Poop dollar, dollar, poop dollar, dollar, dollar. I got poop dollar.
Yeah, you did.
By some youth. By the way, if you poop dollared a chubby 21-year-old, 2011, 2012, I want to say. You're a terrible person, but please text us 844-649-1051. I need to ask you some questions.
We'd love to talk to you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, so at my household, we're really into playing the Jinx game right now. You familiar? You know.
I don't.
My kids do that all day long.
Jinx, 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 owe me a Coke. Jinx, yeah.
Okay, oh, that Jinx,
Jinx
game.
Jinx, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were having dinner last night. And my daughter Ella came up with a game for us to play on the radio this morning.
Oh.
She was like, you need to play the Jinx game with Jackson and Monroe.
Okay.
And it took me a minute to figure out how to play it, but I think I got it. So let's play the Jinx game.
Okay.
All right. Here's how it's going to work.
Yes.
I'm going to mention a category or I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
I'm going to count to three.
Okay.
One, two, three, answer. Don't answer on three.
On three.
Nope. One, two, three, answer.
Okay, so we're answering right before three.
Nope. Okay, again. One.
Between two and
nope,
three.
That's not correct.
We want our answer.
It's good. I'm going to say one, two,
answer.
Three. Nope. Okay.
Okay, let's try it. One more time. I'm so sorry.
One.
Answer.
Two.
Okay. I get it. Let's just do this.
If you say the same answer, the first person to yell Jinx gets a point.
So
we
don't.
Fast. Speedy and stuff.
So it's not enough to just know the answer.
No.
Well, I don't like this.
And okay. If you yell Jinx and it wasn't, you lose a point.
Oh, well, I'll be doing
that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be doing that. I know me.
So it's a new game. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
See if we'll put it in our pocket or we'll never talk about it again.
Okay.
Sure.
Name a Simpsons character.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Marge.
Okay.
Ooh. And they sounded so similar.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
I'm so nervous.
I didn't realize how hard this would be for me. One. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I got to ask. Give you the category. Name an ice cream flavor.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Mint chocolate chip.
Wow. You guys just are not. You guys are
We're
not
on
sync.
The same page.
You are not.
This
all.
Could look terrible at couples counseling.
The sky is one. Two, three.
Blue
Jinx. I said it. I got it.
Jackson
no, I did
some.
It.
Jackson did.
I said it.
Jackson
roll
did.
The tape.
Don't even.
You roll back that tape.
Danny. I thought it was a dead tie, personally.
It was Jackson.
Thank you, Danny.
All right.
I love the jury on this one, I tell ya. Woo,
you.
Did I get
close.
Lucky?
You were close.
I said it quieter.
Sure.
Here we go. Name a soda. One, two, three.
Diet Pepsi.
You say, what was
That's
yours?
Not a soda.
Orange Bang. Have you
it's
never had Orange Bang?
Well, Orange Bang is fantastic,
but
it's
not
a soda.
Soda.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's a
is
beverage
it
of its own.
Actually, I don't.
Is it fizzy?
Yes, actually, it is fizzy. It's fizzy.
Fizzy
and creamy.
You're wrong.
Yeah, but it's not a soda.
But it's fizzy.
No.
But it's a fizzy liquid. What do you call that? What do you call it?
It has its own thing.
No,
Bang is its own category.
Also, it's like sparkling water isn't soda.
Well, the point is, we didn't say the same thing, did we, John? It was just the first soda that came to my mind.
Name. Your favorite Hemsworth. One, two, three.
Christian.
Stop!
Got her!
I thought for sure you were going to say Liam. I thought for sure you were going Liam.
Well, the problem is, I knew you'd say Chris and I wanted the
you
point.
You were ready for it.
I'm going to throw you off, girl.
Eeny, eeny, meeny, miny. One, two, three.
Mojinks.
Shoot.
I had it.
That was Monroe.
That is. What if he didn't say that, though? You would have lost a point. You would have been negative one.
I'm losing at this point, okay?
Oh, you're playing for broke.
Matter. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand.
We're going for blood.
Did Carol Baskin allegedly kill her husband? One, two, three.
Yes.
Jinx.
Did you forget how the game was played?
Yeah, I did. I was just really impressed with we said it at the same time.
Yeah, I did.
She was like, look at
That's
us.
That's the whole point of the game. We said it at the same time.
We did it.
That's how Jinx works.
That is literally
the whole premise.
How the game is played.
Yeah. I was impressed.
Okay.
Need another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
The best character on The Office. One, two, three.
Pam.
Angela. Pam? Pam's
I like
okay.
Pam.
Pam and Jim are the most overrated couple.
Also, ooh, I couldn't remember Jim's name on The Office.
John Krasinski.
Two more.
Best character.
Taylor Swift's best song.
Let me think.
The game's more of saying jinx than... Okay. One, two, three.
Look
lover.
What you made me do.
I thought
you said lover, too. I would have gone that way.
Excuse me.
I tried to play your game.
Folks, what do I like more, revenge or love? Know your audience.
I know, but lover...
Know your audience.
Lover broke that hard candy shell of yours.
It made you want to leave your Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
Meh. Till January.
All right.
It ain't January.
Jackson's at three, Monroe's at one. The worst driver on the show.
Oh, man.
One, two, three.
Monroe jinx.
Jinx!
double jinx! Double jinx! Monroe gets a point!
But Jackson wins again!
That was very good, though.
No, 10
Working
points.
Around the system, that was very good.
I think that double jinx should have been a 10-pointer.
I didn't say that ahead of time. I wasn't planning on it. Nice job.
Thanks, buddy.
Well done. There you go.
That was a hard game.
That is very difficult.
That was a
That's
hard game.
Jinx game. All right, Monroe. Go ahead. Give us something positive for this Wednesday, July 1st. What do you got?
Well, this is going to start out a little rough, okay?
Oh.
But it gets better.
Cool.
So there's this couple, David and Alicia, and they were on a hike in San Diego with their dog when all of a sudden a rattlesnake came out on the trail, and it was ready to strike.
Yeah.
And so their sweet dog, Marley, jumped in front of them and chased off the rattlesnake.
Oh, to protect them.
To protect him. But he got bit.
Oh.
Yeah, and so he passed away.
Oh.
But the couple.
Worst story.
Good
worst
morning.
Number one worst story on the show so far.
I told you it turns out rough. But they just had Marley cloned last week. They now have a dog, a new dog named Ziggy, and they say that it has the
Ziggy
same
Marley,
personality
so
really?
as Marley.
I don't think my dog would jump in front of a rattlesnake for
no.
me.
No, no, no. My dog would run like a coward.
Yeah.
My question is, did they clone the snake?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Why not? They had the
That's
dog's
so
DNA.
Rude.
They probably had the snake's DNA, too.
Jackson,
why would they clone its
What do you have?
So that killed it. It's murderer.
So that obviously,
why would they clone the murderer?
So that obviously the dog could exact its revenge.
Sure, I figured that's where you were going.
Yeah.
Where else would you be going
that
with
way,
that?
Well,
I thought you wanted the snake to kill it again.
No, you raised the dog to be a championship snake fighter.
The snake still
wins. You start
wins.
With non-venomous snakes, and you work your way up. And then when they're both championship fighters, you pit them against each other.
I'd buy tickets to that movie.
Clone Wars! That's the Clone Wars this country deserves, not whatever crap Star Wars put out.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 1051.
All right, Jackson. Let's do the Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Showbiz Beat is all powered by Esco. All right. Well, things over in Europe sure are opening up again after the corona shut essentially the entire continent down. Mm-hmm. And that includes a Starbucks in Sheffield, England. Now, how exciting is it that a Starbucks is reopening? Right?
For some, very exciting.
For some like you.
Yes.
I know.
Uh-huh.
But they've been open around here pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
I know.
No. When it first closed down, two of my stores. Remember I had to drive around all day to find a Starbucks?
But they closed only half the stores. You could still go get your Starbucks.
I feel like my baristas, they miss me. They wonder
they
about me.
They're so relieved that you're not there staring at them in the lobby.
They won't let me sit in the lobby anymore.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Well, I've got a Starbucks that you could go hang out in that I think you might enjoy.
Please.
It's the haunted Starbucks.
What?
So the cafe...
Why is a Starbucks haunted already? Does it take like 100 years or something?
Well, I don't know how ghosts work exactly because I don't think they're real. But I would assume that as soon as you die and your ghost leaves your body, you can immediately haunt any place.
I thought it was like a maybe 40, 50-year transfer or something.
Or like a boundary
took a minute.
Thing.
Mm. Yeah.
The devil really has to let it steep for a while before he's allowed to possess it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But the cafe was built in historic Carbrook Hall. So the building itself, very old.
There you go.
The hall has been rebuilt numerous times following civil wars, many civil wars in England.
Mm-hmm.
Its previous owners say spirits threw bottles and dishes all over the place. Ghosts have also been seen in bathroom mirrors, which is crazy because half the time, all I'm doing in a Starbucks is using the bathroom. So I'm just there. I'm doing my own business. I'm waiting for my espresso to brew. I wash my hands. I look up. Bah!
Yeah.
Ghost.
Ghost in the mirror. Uh-uh.
No.
I hate like, Ghost in the mirror.
Did you ever do Bloody Mary as a kid?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So scary.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
I know.
No.
It was terrifying.
Yes.
Ah, you're fine.
No.
Did you get eaten by a demon?
Not
then you're fine.
Yet.
Then you're fine.
I never said it.
Oh.
I never said it three times.
Mm-mm.
I was
stop
just
at two.
So the haunted Starbucks is reopening, but not from Corona. It's reopening after a fire with unknown origins. Hit it up.
A ghost.
It's ghosts. It's fire ghosts.
Oh, wow.
The worst kind of ghosts.
Oh, man.
Fire ghosts.
Yeah.
Man.
Fire ghosts. It's pretty messed up, dude. So if you are interested in sitting in a lobby, you're going to have to do it with ghosts. But you can do it.
No.
Is all I'm saying, John.
I'm intrigued.
I figured you would be. All right. Yesterday, Jennifer Aniston. As if I didn't love her enough already. She posted a picture of herself wearing a mask. And basically, in the comment, in the caption, just said, I don't know why this is a political issue. She says, quote, I understand that masks are inconvenient and uncomfortable. But don't you feel that it's worse that businesses are shutting down, jobs are being lost, healthcare workers are hitting absolute exhaustion? So many lives have been being taken. I really do believe in the basic goodness of people. So I know we all can, but there are still so many people in our country refusing to take necessary steps to flatten the curve and keep each other safe. People seem worried about their rights being taken away by being asked to wear a mask. The simple and effective recommendation is being politicized at the expense of people's lives, and it really shouldn't be a debate. If you care about human life, please just wear a mask and encourage those around you to do the same. Which, I mean.
Wow, Jennifer Aniston.
Thank you.
Way to
man.
Go, girl.
When Jennifer Aniston has said more about public health than your public officials and has done more to aid in the public crisis than your public officials, we should be concerned.
Look, anything to keep this economy going.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I just...
They put the mask... That's the
that's
whole
what
point.
I'm saying.
The same crowd that is upset about the economy is the same crowd that is refusing to wear masks.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, just put the mask on and we can reopen. You're going to be fine. It's not the end of the world. So... This is just your reminder from Uncle
Jennifer
Jack.
Aniston. Oh, from
and,
you.
Well, and Jennifer Aniston. I'm really leaning on her
really
for some clout.
Steal it out of her mouth, huh?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't think she would mind.
Kidding.
I think she would want as many people as possible to hear that message. And finally, Monroe, you've watched Ozark, right? You like Ozark.
I haven't watched Ozark. My husband and my son.
That's right.
That's what happened,
Ozark.
Remember?
Yes.
And your son certainly shouldn't be watching Ozark.
Yes.
On account of the adult content.
Yes. We had to have a very serious discussion.
But Ozark, if you haven't watched it, I haven't watched it. But it is like the biggest show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It was number one even when Tiger King was all anyone was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It still beat Tiger King in streams. So it's a really big deal. Well, the fourth and final season has been renewed. The show's producer says, we're so happy Netflix recognized the importance of giving Ozark more time to end their saga. It's been such a great adventure for us, both on screen and off, so we're thrilled to get the chance to bring it home in the most fulfilling way possible. So here's the crazy part. The show's final season is actually getting broken up into two parts. So they're almost like giving you two separate seasons.
Like Game of Thrones did?
Yeah, kind of. They're having to have like a mid-season finale or something. But each part is going to have seven episodes. So they're going to drop seven of the final season, make you wait for the rest.
Right.
Then they're going to drop that on you too. So they couldn't drop it all at once. Everyone would just cancel their Netflix.
Also wonder like when they can start filming.
I would assume that has something to do with it.
Oh, yeah, because I bet they have
issues there,
like,
right? Yeah.
Halfway through it.
But very exciting news for fans of Ozark. I know that's a really big one. So congratulations, guys. That is your Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
It's Wednesday, which makes it Hump Day! Which means we do your conception songs. This started as just something that we thought would be funny. And
it certainly was.
And it was for us. Jackson created this algorithm to figure out the songs you were conceived to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he did it for all of us here on the show. So myself, John, and Monroe, and even producer Danny, and himself. And then right after we did it, we got so many texts from you.
I want to know mine.
Yeah.
Well.
And so every week we take three birthdays, we put them into the algorithm, and we tell you the songs you were conceived to.
For sure.
What do you
That's
got?
Exactly right. Well, let's get started with our buddy Ruben. Now, Ruben not only wants to know the song he was conceived to based off what was number one on the American charts.
Uh-huh.
He also would like to know what was number one on the Latin charts.
Oh.
So his birthday banger will be the American chart, but I also pulled it just so
he knows. Oh, that's nice of you.
Just so he knows.
Yeah.
So let's get started with his American Hump Day song. He was conceived January 22nd of the year 1999, and on that day in history, this was the number one song.
Have you ever been
home? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is a conception song. A hump day song.
This is Brandy?
If I've ever heard one. Yep. This is Brandy, Have You Ever.
You know what, though? This is also like at a prom.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Where there's no more room for the Holy Spirit.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Hands start drifting a little further south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You better believe it.
What dances are you guys going to?
High school dances.
Oh, yeah.
That's classic. Yeah, you were out being a hoodlum. Dumping sugar in your principal's gas tank and stuff.
This isn't fun, this song.
What?
This is a very sweet and sexy song.
It's not sexy. It's just like...
Oh, boo,
you're incorrect.
You don't even know what sexy is.
Don't you sit here and tell me 90s R&B wasn't responsible for a sudden population boom.
Thank you, Jackson.
Excuse me, madam.
It's a Latin one.
So number one on the Latin chart during his conception day was this one. It's called Dejaría Todo by Cheyenne.
Mientras el mundo se derrumba todo aquí.
Oh my.
Better.
Mm. I'm sorry, better?
Yeah.
You choose this over Brandy?
Yeah. Got a little more bass.
So, Dejaría Todo, based upon Google Translate.
Oh, good.
Rough Google translation.
Sure, please.
Means I would leave it all. I'd leave everything.
Oh.
You know,
wow.
Just for you.
Oh, my.
So it is a very sexy song as well. And, man, it is poetry when you look at the translation.
Yeah.
Now, Google only translates every fourth word or so. But I got the gist. I could see how he could be conceived to that song as well.
So this was number one on the Latin charts?
Yes, that was number one. Ruben, that was number one on the Latin charts on your birthday.
I actually looked up number one song on the Latin charts for your birthday as well.
My birthday?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
No, I'm sorry. My conception day,
Your
right?
conception song. Yeah, do you want to
hear it?
Yeah,
here
you go.
I want to kiss you. And over and again.
It was huge.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I thought for sure you were going to play Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca.
Excuse me. The chorus, please.
Thank you for that. Thank you for putting in the legwork.
You're welcome.
Awesome. All right, we're moving on to our friend Yessie. Yessie, you were conceived September 26th of 1973. And on that day in history, this was your number one song.
Yeah!
This is what I'm talking about.
It's a jam.
More cowbell.
This is sexier than Brandy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrong. We are an American band by the Grand Funk Railroad.
No, I'm not saying earlier on in the night you're not playing the song.
Oh, of course
not. You're not getting to know someone during this time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see how they dance? See how they move?
You know, this is on.
Uh-huh.
This is where you come up and go, did it hurt?
Hey, did what hurt?
When you fell from heaven?
Whoa!
What's up?
Who are you, big man?
Oh, don't worry.
You come around here often?
I'm John. I just got started in radio.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Your icebreaker one.
Gonna have a big career.
You mean
the radio?
The radio.
Wow. So here's a fun fact about Yessie.
Yeah, please.
Yessie was born on her parents' second anniversary. Well, her parents are now divorced, so her birthday is always a very grim reminder of her parents' anniversary.
Yessie, thank you for that fact.
Thank you so
always
much.
Fun
we
when
love
you share
a fun fact,
yes.
For sure. All right. And then our final hump day contender.
Please, yes.
We're going to go over to our friend Tara. Tara, your conception date after I plugged it into the algorithm was May 1st of the year 1998. And on that day in history, this was the number one song.
What's on your mind? Is body bumping time?
Oh. Wow.
Well,
this is Body Bumping by Public Announcement.
It's too obvious.
You don't like
What's
it?
On your mind? It's body bumping
it's
time.
It's body bumping time.
I don't
That's
remember
on my
this
mind.
Song.
Me neither.
Really?
I
well,
don't.
It was number one in 98, so I don't know what you guys
Who's
were up
it by?
To. Public Announcement? I get the feeling that they weren't all that popular. But I was reading the comments on YouTube, and they were saying BET played this song until it died.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is what we like to do. Once we figure out everyone's conception song,
right.
We then turn it over to you.
Okay.
We let you choose what's the best of the three. So, you got this one right here. What's on your mind? It's body bumping time. Woo! All right, that's Tara's
body
song.
Bumping body by bumping by Public Announcement.
You got this one. Grand Funk Railroad. We're an American band.
Right.
Which, by the way, someone else yelled, wrote More Cowbell. Just to be there with Monroe. Monroe's
thank
like,
you.
More Cowbell.
Thank you.
And then we got some brandy.
Have you ever been in love?
Have you?
I feel like a...
What, are you going to cry?
I want to have some mascara on. I want to be crying. And I want it raining out the window.
No. Oh, my God.
That's what I want.
As you tenderly then, hold your lover.
But then, I want like Jen to come in through the door, like put her hand on my shoulder, and I turn around
no.
like, oh, I thought you left. And I'm like, you came back?
You again.
You came back. You always do.
You know I would. I can't stay away from that good loving.
I can't quit you.
That's right.
I can just step outside for a minute. You guys need a moment.
I think we'll be fine.
Pick your song. You can call us or text us right now.
At 844-649-1051.
844-MIX-1051.
Why won't you look at either of us right now?
Because I can't. I feel like I just watched a dirty movie.
You want to see what won? We've tallied up your votes. You've been voting for the song that you feel is the best conception song today. And it is... That's right.
Daharia Toto?
That's right.
Daharia Toto won?
None of the other songs won.
Ruben wanted to know what was number one during his conception date on the Latin chart. This is a song called Daharia Toto by Cheyenne, or rough Google translation, I'd Leave It All by Cheyenne.
So congratulations, a Dark Horse contender. Coming out of nowhere.
I really didn't expect this.
Exactly.
Man.
All right, we'll do your Hump Day songs next Wednesday again. Make sure to always text us your birthdays and your fun facts, and we're happy to have you join along.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
You had the best date ever.
The other person, not so much.
It's your second date update with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
As we say good morning to Jenny. What's up, Jenny? Good morning to you. How has the dating life been, especially during the social distancing and COVID that kind of kept things from happening for a few months there?
Oh, it's been so rough.
Yeah.
It's like getting better now that you can actually see people, but God, it was really rough for a while there.
That's what it sounds like. Well, tell me, who did you meet? Give us some details.
So I met this guy named Doug. Obviously, we met online because there's not really anywhere else to meet people right now. And, you know, he just, like, is wonderful. He has a great personality, and I could totally tell even from his, like, profile on Tinder. He has all these pictures where he's making funny faces. You can just tell, like, even from his bio that he wrote that he's a really cool, personable guy. And we had really good conversations. We hit it off really well, and we met for dinner, you know, which is a little weird because eating out right now is kind of not normal.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. We had, like, a great time. I felt like we got along really well. I definitely was not being subtle about the fact that I would want to see him again. At the end, I was, like, telling him that I would love to do this again. I told him that I don't have any plans for the 4th of July weekend. And then I texted him after and kind of followed up with that. And I've just not heard a single thing back from
so
him.
So you definitely let him know that, let's do this. Let's have another date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I wanted to do something for the 4th of July with him. I mean, there's not really a ton that you can do. And so I figured it would be, you know, we could go to a park or something. If there are fireworks going off, I'm sure someone will be setting them off. And that could be really fun.
Yeah. Okay. So he didn't call even after all that, even though you told him, look, I'm completely open. Yeah. There's nothing on my calendar. All you need to do is sign right here on the dotted line.
Check yes or no.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So let me ask you this. How do I put this in the right way? Do your photos match the way you show as when you show up? How was that?
Yes.
How did I do,
that
Monroe?
Is important. No, that's
totally
important.
Do.
Oh, they do. Okay. Right. Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm not an unattractive person. I don't want to be vain, but like I'm pretty hot. Like he would be really lucky.
Nice.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
I like it. I like the confidence.
Yeah,
that's very
good.
Attractive. Yeah. Okay, so you went on this date, you met online, you mentioned that you're into him and he has not reached back out to you. Okay, why don't we do this then? Let's get Doug's number from you. Let's just call him up. Let's pull the Band-Aid and let's see exactly why he's not calling you back. Cool?
Yes, thank you.
It's your second date update. We are helping out Jenny today. Jenny met Doug online and they went out to dinner and had a good time. Jenny said it was good enough to where she wanted to hang out again. She's like, look, 4th of July weekend's coming up. Let's hang. Like, I'm completely open.
Let's do it.
Let's have a barbecue, get some burgers, maybe some brats. And Doug has not called Jenny back. And Jenny's saying that, look, when it comes to looks, I feel like I deserve at least another phone call. Mm-hmm. And
maybe he's got a family reunion that weekend.
Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he's traveling. Maybe he's camping.
Maybe it's her personality.
Maybe it's Jenny.
I guess we're going to find out.
Jenny seems great.
Sure. But a lot of people have seemed great, only to find out they wear vials of blood around their neck or something. It's a second date update makes me question a lot of people.
Jenny, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, do you have a vial of blood around your neck of maybe an ex? Okay. Okay. Well, there we go then. Yeah, that's a positive. Yeah. Hey, we were able to track down Doug. I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say a word. Let's just see kind of what happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Doug, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks. I'm John. Jackson's here. Monroe's here. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everything going?
It's good. Thank you, man. I know it's a little weird to have a morning show call you, but the reason why we are calling is that we do something called the Second Date Update on our show where we help out people who've gone on a first date, thought it went great, and they're not hearing back from that other person. And you recently went out to dinner with Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jenny was like, we had a good date, and you're, you know, not calling her back, and we just want to know, like, why, like, what happened on this date?
Oh, wow, Jenny. Yeah, so, I mean, we met online. We finally decided to go out to dinner. It was nice to be out. Everything was fine. She looked great. The thing is, we were eating, and she eats completely with her hands. I mean, it's... We had silverware at the table, and I don't understand why she never actually used the utensils. She was just eating everything, just using her fingers and just shoveling food into her mouth.
Were you at medieval times? Were you there? Was there a joust going on?
Was she eating burgers and fries, or was it spaghetti, man? Oh, there's a big difference.
Hold on, Doug. Hold on. Let me just bring Jenny on here. I'm sorry. Jenny's listening in. I got to know exactly where you're at. Jenny, where is this true?
Okay, we were at a Mexican restaurant. There's nothing wrong with the way I eat. That it was totally.
Yeah, and I got the taco pastor. It'd be fine if it was just a taco, Jenny. But you had the enchilada combo. I mean, there was rice and beans and guacamole and sour cream, and you're supposed to use a fork.
You were just picking up the rice with your fingers
and like dropping it in your mouth. Like
I know what she was doing. I've met people like this. They take like a piece of the burrito and they use that kind of as like the fork or the
vehicle.
Spoon. Yeah, the vehicle. And they pile all the stuff on it and then they eat it. Ew!
Oh my God. Yeah, it was just wiping the plate with them, like
exactly like what you said. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Let me ask this, Jenny. If I were to take you to a steak restaurant, would you then use the knife and the fork, or would you just pick it up and start tearing off of it?
Like a meat cookie.
Like a meat cookie.
Right into that meat cookie.
You didn't take it with a fork and a knife. God, he makes me seem like I'm like some kind of savage or something. It was a normal way to eat.
Mm-hmm. No, Monroe.
I would argue against that.
I'm all about just pushing the silverware to the side and going for it, so that's fine.
You would be.
I was grossed out until I found out it was tacos. Tacos can be eaten with your hands.
What about when he said the rice and enchilada. The beans with the hands?
Yeah,
you just scoop it. It's fine.
With the hand.
With the tortilla, but yeah.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
Thank you. That's what I did.
But you're on a date. Like, you should be using your best behavior, your etiquette. Like,
you're supposed to use a napkin in your lap and be like, I'll have a box. I couldn't possibly eat all this in one sitting.
All right, listen. The whole idea of this is to see if there's room for a second date. Jenny, you've heard Doug's issue. Like, do you want me to even try for another date here? We'll take you somewhere with
burgers and fries.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicken fingers.
I would be willing to do it if he wasn't going to, like, hold this over my head forever. Like, we had a really good time, and I don't think this has to be a thing that would make or break it.
Doug, are you interested? Like, if Jenny knows now that you enjoy seeing someone use more silverware than she did on this date, like,
Yeah, just even like a courtesy use of the fork, that'd be nice. Yes. Napkin every once in a while.
A courtesy, a
courtesy use.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
This is Alicia.
Alicia. Hey, Alicia. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, I love it. I feel like you have the energy and the excitement where you're going to beat Jackson today.
She's going to do it.
Oh, my God. I've been calling every day.
Well, Alicia, I don't like this confidence.
You look nervous.
Sure. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. Alicia, what are you doing right now?
I am dropping my daughter off at daycare, which we listen to Mix Homeschool every day. It was her favorite.
What's your daughter's name?
Addison.
Addison. Hi, Addison. All right, Alicia, we're going to play Can't Beat Jackson. The first thing we need for you to do is kick Jackson out of the studio.
Go and get Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Alicia.
She treated you like a raccoon. And he's gone. There he goes. All right.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
We have got 60 seconds on the clock from Monroe. I have 5 trivia questions. I will ask each one to you. If you know the answer, great. If you don't and you want to pass, that's fine as well. We'll revisit as we have time. Cool?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Okay. Here we go. Who is set to star in the new female-led Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Oh, crap. Pass.
Who wrote the classic horror book, It?
Stephen King.
How many kids does Kourtney Kardashian have?
Okay, we got Penelope, we got Rain. She's got 4, doesn't she? Okay, let's go with 4, but I might need to come back.
Name all 4 books in the Twilight series.
Oh, crap. I hate this book. Twilight, Breaking Dawn, God, I hate those books. I'm an English teacher. I can't. That would go against my soul. I hate those books.
How many times did Ross Geller get divorced on Friends?
3 times.
Who is set to star in the new female-led Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
5 seconds.
No! Man, I beat him so many times, too. Crap.
Oh, I'm going to signal Jackson to come back in. Where do you teach at?
I teach at Oak Canyon Junior High.
Oh, okay. Do you know yet what's happening for the school year? I'm asking everyone and anyone.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, man. Bummer.
I wish.
Well, Jackson's back in here. All right, Jackson. Alicia got 2 correct out of the 5. She did say she does a lot better.
You know, I was just about to ask if she got hit with that curse that it seems like every single one of them gets hit with. I could have beat you yesterday.
Man,
they all say it.
He sure talks a lot of smack,
they
doesn't
all say
he?
It.
I know.
All right, Jackson, you ready?
Yeah.
Who is set to star in the new female-led Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Oh, Tanya. What is her name? Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
Who wrote the classic horror book, It?
That's Stephen King.
There you go.
Okay, that's the longest book.
How many kids does Kourtney Kardashian have?
Oh, I don't... 2?
It's actually 3. Now, Alicia, you said 4. You wanted to go back to it. You were naming them off. I think you named Penelope and you named...
Rain.
I named Penelope Rain, and then I forgot her oldest. And then I was like, dang it, I wanted to come back to it.
Is it? And I don't have the names right. Isn't it Maddox? Is that it?
No, that's
Brad Pitt.
No, that's a Jolie kid.
That's right. Oh, you're better than I am at these. All right, Jackson.
Yes.
Name all 4 books in the Twilight series.
Oh, there's Twilight, Breaking Dawn, New Moon, and Eclipse.
Dang!
Man!
Dang!
That was impressive.
I'm not even mad about that. Those books are garbage.
She's an English teacher, and she's like, these are ridiculous.
Oh, you're so much better than me. Exactly. Those, literature.
Those are garbage books.
I've read 1984. It's fine.
All right, Jackson, last one.
Yeah.
How many times did Ross Geller get divorced on Friends?
3.
That is correct. Alicia did get that one correct as well. Jackson, 4 out of 5. Jackson, win! Oh, man.
Heartbroken.
Alicia driving her young one, Addison, into daycare. Do you know what I mean?
I hate having to just spank you in front of your kid. That's a bummer, man. I get it.
Do you know what you got to say?
I'm Alicia, and I can't be Jackson.
Yes! Risha, thank you, dear.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Well, Alicia tried. Unfortunately, it was not her day. She lost to Jackson. She couldn't beat Jackson, I should say. So Jackson is now 21-0. $190 the next time we play. I will tell you, listener Camilla says that she could whoop Jackson.
She sure thinks so, doesn't she?
She plays every day, and she says in her car, she does better than you.
They all do. That's the thing about Can't Beat Jackson. They're all like, oh, well, if I had called yesterday, I would have beat you. Uh-huh. If I had called every day this week, I would have beat you. And yet they can't seem to do it on air. It's almost as if every one of these people is the boy who cried wolf.
Oh, really?
I'm not
going to not believe that they can beat me until someone does it.
Can't Beat Jackson, $190.
Until they get eaten by the
wolf. Details, mix1051utah.com. All right, Jackson. Let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. All right. I need to get super famous just so that I can live off Instagram money. Because what we're paying some of these celebrities to post on Instagram is stupid. A list came out recently of the highest paid Instagram stars. These are the people that when they post sponsored content, this is what they can charge. And we're going to start with number 9, Taylor Swift. How much do you think people are paying Taylor Swift to post their advertisements on her Instagram page?
I don't know. It's 100 grand?
I don't even know.
I know. Like, I need to start off.
For one post? 50
yeah.
grand?
Okay.
$722,000.
Oh. Okay, so we
almost
were
almost a mil.
So you're telling us we were a little low.
For one post?
What?
For one post?
Yeah.
But her reach.
Dude, I'd be doing that all day.
Yeah. Is that it is. It's a huge investment. But when you think about how many people you're going to get your message in front of, I'd say that this is a better investment than a Super Bowl commercial. You know what I mean?
I've always felt Super Bowl commercials to me,
waste of money.
They're so much fun to watch. We all like to do it. But the next day, there's so many.
Exactly.
That you won't stand out.
People are dropping like $5 million on a Super Bowl spot versus $700,000 on Taylor Swift, and you're going to get way more clicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coke.
Well, obviously, you need our help.
Yeah, clearly. Justin Bieber, how much do you think Justin Bieber charges?
Well, now that I know that, Bieber charges $825.
Okay, Monroe.
Oh man, he's gonna be a mil.
$747.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
So only $25,000 more than Taylor, but I think he should be $25,000 less than Taylor. Really?
I put them on the same level.
No, I don't think so, but that's fine. Beyonce. Now, she sure thinks that she is
queen,
the most valuable artist.
She is not.
She's
good. She's good. I like Beyonce. Everyone thinks I hate Beyonce when I talk about her. I just don't think she's as great as everyone else thinks she is.
The problem is she drank her own Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And she started believing the hype. Yeah. That's my problem.
And
she's Beyonce, okay? She can
but that
drink
doesn't
the
mean
Kool-Aid.
Anything. I'm Jackson.
$800,000.
Do you see how that sounds? Beyonce charges $770, so very close.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, now Selena Gomez. This is the biggest jump between Beyonce and Selena Gomez. This is one of the bigger jumps on here.
She had one of the number one followers. Like, she had the most followers for a while.
For the longest time. She actually just barely got dethroned.
I thought so.
But how much do you think Selena Gomez is charging?
Want to go first?
I would say a million.
Yeah?
1.1.
848.
Oh.
He said big jump, didn't he?
He said big jump.
Yeah, that's not a big jump.
That's almost $100,000 more than Beyonce is charging.
No.
That's a huge jump.
That's not a huge jump. Mm. That's jump change.
There is only one celebrity that charges over $1 million that on this list, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to name the top 5 celebrities. I want you to tell me who you think charges $1 million.
Okay.
All right? We've got Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
We've got Kim Kardashian, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Ariana Grande. Out of those 5, who's charging over a million?
Kylie.
Oh, all right, that's fine. It's got to be a Kardashian, so I'll go Kim if you're going Kylie.
It's one of the Kardashians
it has
for
to
sure.
Be, yes.
All right, at number 5, Ariana Grande, 853. Number 4, Kim Kardashian, 858. Cristiano Ronaldo, 889. Kylie Jenner, 986.
What?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
no
baby.
Way.
$1,015,000.
I will tell you, there's a lot of rock fans like myself.
Yeah.
And a lot of my buddies have started buying his tequila, which you can't buy here in Utah. You have to have someone bring it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how many times he's posted about it on Instagram.
Well, I have friends who have his alarm clock that wakes you up when The Rock wakes up.
I downloaded his app.
Yeah,
it's see? Great.
Yeah, yeah. And like it has like his diet plan and everything.
I love The Rock.
People just love The Rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What's not to love?
And you know what? Good for him. Quite honestly, I think they should be charging that amount of money. Like
That's what they're worth.
That's what it's worth.
We were watching Moana yesterday. He's so good.
He really is.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. I need to watch Moana.
You've never seen Moana?
No. Oh. Everyone says the same thing though. It's really, really good. All right, Jim Carrey. Not a name you've probably heard a whole lot recently, except for Sonic, which he was great in, by the way.
He's good, huh?
Yeah.
He's not Jim Carrey in the Sonic.
Well,
he's...
I wouldn't say that. I think he's still pretty Jim Carrey.
He's completely Jim Carrey in the Sonic. He even does the bzz, bzz, bzz.
But I loved it.
He toned it down. I liked it.
All right. Well, what do I know? He's got a new book coming out. It's a memoir, but it's a fictional memoir.
Oh.
What?
It's called Memoirs and Misinformation. It's a fictionalized memoir. Jim is portraying himself as, quote, an avatar of anybody in my position, of the artist, of the celebrity, of the star, the world and all its excesses and gluttony and self-focus and vanity.
He's so getting weird, man.
He's basically, of course he is. Of course he is. But I'm looking forward to this for one very specific reason. Not for any of the Jim Carrey, you know, makes a caricature out of artists, but because there is a celebrity in here for legal reasons. He'll be called Laser Jack Lightning in the book, but he's based off Tom Cruise.
Oh, is he really?
He's like, you want to see? You think I'm crazy? You want to see celebrity crazy?
Okay, now I'm on board.
Yeah,
because he's got some insight.
He knows.
He's got some intel in that.
He knows.
Being
how crazy Tom Cruise.
The president of the Tom Cruise fan club, Cruise Crew here at Salt Lake chapter, I will be boycotting this book at this point in time.
Boo. Get over it.
Boo you.
Jim Carrey says, quote, that's just us poking fun at the litigiousness of Hollywood. I know Tom Cruise. He may sock me, but hey, I'll take the beating for a piece of art. I think he's going to love it. I feel like that's a bold statement.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a bold statement. I don't think Tom Cruise enjoys being made fun of.
Doesn't seem like
it. No, sir. There's also going to be a fictional Nick Cage in the book.
Nicolas Cage.
And he was psyched when he found out about it. Jim Carrey Kaufman was just like, hey, man, you're going to be in my book. He's like, I'm so honored. You have no idea.
Nick Cage.
Good for Nick Cage. You know, always willing to play along.
Yeah.
Because he gets his character.
Right. He does.
Unlike Tom Cruise, who actually thinks he's very good. And that is your showbiz beat.
Oh.
That's
oh,
your showbiz
no.
beat. You got to fire off
no.
the song. Bye.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
As we get to the birthday game.
Sure, celebrities have fame, looks, and money.
Wait, why do they play this?
The Celebrity Birthday Game with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
All right, we try to guess exactly how old the celebrities are turning today. If you go over, you are out. Price is Right rules. We've got Monroe.
Yeah.
Producer Danny's in studio.
Hello.
And Jackson.
Hello.
Hello. Who won yesterday?
Danny
did. Yeah. Danny, we'll start with you then with a very happy birthday to one, Missy Elliott.
Oh, my God.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Work
Y'all
it.
Push me over.
Lose control. Get your freak on. She is the best-selling female rapper in history. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize she battles with Graves' disease.
No way.
Yeah. Huh. They have been working on a biopic about her life since 2005, and she keeps almost agreeing to it and then saying no, and almost agreeing to it and saying no. So I don't know if we'll ever see one, but man, I would like to watch it.
Yeah.
Fascinating story.
The day she dies, they're going to sign that
Absolutely.
Paper.
Absolutely.
Yep, no problem.
Missy Elliott, how old is she turning today? Danny?
44.
44. Jackson?
Is she 50? I don't think she's 50 yet. 48.
48, Monroe.
Oh, I don't know. Why'd you do that? I'm going to say 49, Bob.
49 exactly. 2 points for Monroe.
Boom!
Jackson was so close.
Stupid.
So
I hate
close.
This game. She doesn't even play. She just does one of them whatever I say. She doesn't even play.
Jackson. Happy birthday to one Liv Tyler.
Oh, Steven Tyler's daughter.
Yep.
She's Arwen.
Did you know that she did not know that Steven Tyler was her father?
No.
Yeah, so her mom was a former Playboy playmate named Bebe Buell, and she was told that someone else was her father, and it wasn't until when she was in middle school did she actually find out who her dad was.
That's wild.
Yeah. I know. That's wild. Which you shared a very similar story with us on air.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're, like, really close, right?
Well, she took his last name, so I'd imagine.
Yeah. She also dated Joaquin Phoenix back in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
Did she really?
Yeah. Liv Tyler.
She's older than I thought then.
Armageddon.
Oh, Gracie. Stay awake.
Gracie.
Just to hear you breathing.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Empire Records.
Dude, Empire Records, man.
Liv Tyler. How old is she turning today?
Also the Aerosmith video.
Oh, yeah.
I was crying.
How's
dying
about
to meet you.
Good.
41.
41. 41. Monroe.
Did you go over? Liv. Good old Liv. 42.
42. Man, she's just doing that to you every single time. Danny.
43.
Oh, taking a page out of Monroe's book. 43, exactly.
Oh! Yes!
Glad I could tee all these up for you two. I'm glad you can enjoy my wins.
Danny gets two.
Yes. I quit.
That hurt.
Monroe.
Yeah?
Happy birthday, Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
She played CJ in Baywatch. Mm-hmm. She was in the first season of Home Improvement, then she left.
Her relationship with Tommy Lee, where her fame really skyrocketed.
Oh yeah, she made a few independent films. Is the way to call it.
Independent.
That's what my understanding.
Okay. Adult.
Adult.
Uh huh.
Well, I mean, she was both videographer and actress. Is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, so amateur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barbed Wire was a movie that she was in. She holds the record for most Playboy magazine covers than any other model. And she's been on the Dancing with the Stars circuit. She's been on a bunch of them around the world.
Really?
The live show?
Yeah.
Dancing That's wild.
Yeah. She just goes around and does
them. Oh, you mean the show in different countries. I thought you meant when they tour.
No. Yeah. Because Dancing with the Stars is all over.
Right.
That's yeah. But she's world renowned. Pamela Anderson.
Oh, man. Naturally. I don't even know. I would not even know because there's a lot of her past that's aged her faster than.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, she still looks good, though. That's the crazy part.
She does.
Got married again.
Listen,
for a day.
I wouldn't kick her out. I'm going to say that Pam Anderson is 50.
Danny.
49.
Jackson.
Oh, then 51.
53. Jackson does get that point. One
I
more
definitely
to go.
Thought she was older than that, and I was going to go 55, but I was like, no, I'm going to play my Monroe rules. You know what?
Happy birthday, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh.
Dan Aykroyd from the Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. the Blues Brothers, Trading Places. You know, he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
For what?
Driving Miss Daisy back in 1989.
He's in that movie?
What?
Yeah.
Well.
He co-founded the House of Blues, and he has Crystal Skull Vodka that he is the owner of. And, of course, I teased it earlier, he was engaged to one Carrie Fisher. Back in the day.
Dan Aykroyd,
yeah.
Wow.
How old is Dan Aykroyd turning today? Danny.
Let's go 57.
57. Jackson.
60.
60. Monroe.
61, Bob.
Wow. Oh, man, that look. 68. Monroe wins the game.
Yeah!
Sorry, buddy.
Boo.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, Monroe. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, now that we're here in July, a lot of people are like, okay, well, there's uncertain times.
I'd say.
Is there more bad things to come?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just got hit with the Saharan Desert.
Right.
So what's
next? Plume.
What's next?
What's next?
Well, here's what we can look forward to in July.
It's
actually some fun stuff. Baseball and basketball are set to return. The Major League Baseball season is going to start in about 3 weeks, and then the NBA is slated to return at the end of the month.
Not excited really about the baseball season.
But NBA. Yeah.
Bring it back. Let's see what happens here.
I know.
The Jazz were doing pretty well. I don't know. They've had some locker room drama. We'll see what happens as they come back.
I know. What's going on with that?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I know. Falling apart. Things were going so well.
Well,
Yeah.
Yeah, things are going well for a lot of us, weren't they? I don't care about your sports football guys.
That
They're
is
still
true.
Rich. They'll be
that
fine.
That is true. A few shows worth mentioning. The Unsolved Mysteries reboot.
I know! I know!
Hits guys, Netflix today.
I have been so excited for the Unsolved Mysteries reboot. I cannot even tell you. I'm just going to die. I'm so jazzed. I know how it sounds.
I try to be excited about NBA, and you're over there like, oh, I'll
boo the NBA.
Watch that. And
hell
then you're
yeah,
like,
boo the NBA. Are you serious?
And then you're like, Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes. What about me suggests that I would ever care more about basketball than Unsolved
Why
Mysteries?
Why would you want to watch something that doesn't give you closure? They're unsolved.
Because the mystery is part of the fun.
Also,
you get to decide what you like about it.
It's not choose your own adventure.
Yes, it is.
Like, spoiler alert, none of these are solved.
Exactly. Spoiler alert, we don't know who killed her.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend Robert Stack to you two, okay? He doesn't need me to. Rest his soul. God rest his soul. That man was a treasure.
Okay.
How dare you? I'm not dealing with this.
The cast of 30 Rock is going to reunite for the upfront special on NBC. And Jim Gaffigan's newest stand-up is going to hit Amazon Prime.
I also love Jim Gaffigan.
Are we going to be able to watch the 30 Rock on Hulu as well? Or how am I going to be able to watch this?
You're going to have to probably download NBC's new streaming app, Peacock.
Man.
Oh, yeah. You are.
Yeah.
Though they are still one-third owner of Hulu, so I'd
maybe?
Imagine they're still going to...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it'll just be later or something. All right. In movies... Hamilton lands on Disney Plus this Friday.
We are going to be talking to a cast member of Hamilton,
Angelica.
On Monday.
Angelica Schuyler.
Mm-hmm.
Great character. Okay, here's a fun fact about Angelica Schuyler. So she was the one that Hamilton originally fell in love with. They were deeply in love. But she was the oldest sister, so she had to marry Rich. That was important.
Oh, really?
So she introduces him to her younger sister, and he ends up marrying her younger sister. But here's the dirty little secret, folks. He and Angelica... Rumor on the street is they were in a thruple. So
really?
Yeah, Hamilton and the sisters. And in fact, Hamilton is not Angelica isn't buried with her husband. She's buried with her sister and Hamilton.
Oh, well, there you go. That doesn't confirm some stuff, right? Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Wow.
I'm very excited for this show. Yeah. It's going
to
be good.
I can't wait for you guys to watch it and tell me how good it is.
Oh, that's great.
There's a new Tom Hanks World War II movie called Greyhound.
Is he a producer in it?
That's going to be on, it doesn't say.
Okay. He actually plays the Greyhound.
Really?
The dog.
Well, he is a good actor.
And he's so skinny.
I believe it.
And he went full method. So they actually locked him in the pound for like 4 months before this.
Andy
great.
He came out feral.
Has a new movie called Palm Springs that's going to come out on July 10th.
That was a Sundance one, and it got great reviews.
It says it follows the Groundhog Day time loop formula.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the 4th of July is this Saturday. If you can't go see fireworks this year, there are still a ton of ways to watch. Like PBS's 40th annual Capitol 4th special is going to air live on YouTube.
Sure.
You want to check that out. Other holidays, of course, we have Pioneer Day.
Pioneer Day, my favorite holiday.
In Utah, going to be a little bit different this year. But if you don't get your fill on either of those, there's lots of other food-related holidays this month. For example, National Fried Chicken Day.
Mm.
French Friday, Mac and Cheese Day, National Ice Cream Day, National Hot Dog Day, and National Tequila Day.
Danny, you're going to be taking, it's a high holy holiday for you, so you'll be taking Mac and Cheese Day off, right?
Yeah, let it be known now.
Okay, let's go ahead and put that into her timeline.
Absolutely, we'll write it here in the calendar. Yeah.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Let's play a game. What do you say?
Yeah.
I got 4th of July, fact or fiction.
Okay. 4th of July.
Oh, fact or fiction.
We'll go around the room. See who wins here. Monroe will play. We'll have Danny play and Jackson play as well.
Okay.
Monroe, of course, you get to start it off as we do.
Uh-huh.
Every country in the world has an Independence Day. Is that fact or is it fiction?
Well, that's fiction.
Some countries were always independent. England.
Some countries
don't
have their independence.
There's only two countries that do not celebrate an Independence Day. The UK, England.
They don't have to.
And?
Russia?
Denmark.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Danny.
Yes.
1 year, they decided to celebrate Independence Day on the 5th of July instead of the 4th of July.
Crazy.
Is that fact or is it fiction?
Fiction. For sure.
No, that's actually fact. The holiday fell on a Sunday back in 1779, so just 3 years afterwards, and the country all decided, well, we'll just move it to the 5th. It's kind of like what we do with Halloween here in Utah.
We'll move it.
Nothing makes me angrier, I'll tell you.
Jackson.
Yeah.
The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper, which was illegal to grow in the U.S. until President, which was...
Yeah, Legal or illegal?
Which was illegal to grow in the U.S. until President Trump made it legal.
Hemp paper or hemp specifically?
Hemp paper.
That's got to be fiction.
No, that's a fact. It only became legal in 2018 with the Farm Bill. Hemp paper. Yeah. I know.
Weird. Yeah. We've been making things out of hemp forever. Hemp what is rope. It about hemp paper?
I don't know, man.
Stupid. But
there you go. Monroe, back over to you. Fireworks were first used to celebrate the 4th of July in 1796 after there were too many fatalities using cannon fire to salute our independence. Is that fact or is it fiction?
I've never heard a more America thing in my life. I'm going to say that's true.
No, wow. Unfortunately, that is fiction. The very first 4th of July fireworks show took place in Philadelphia, 1777, so the next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, all right. For the same reason?
I don't know if that's the right reason or not.
Dude, you're supposed to shoot the cannon up, not at the neighbors.
Not at the crowd. Danny.
Yes.
The three presidents who signed the Declaration of Independence all died on the 4th of July. Is that a fact? Or is it a fiction?
I want to say that's a fact.
It is a fact, yeah.
No way!
Both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 4th of July, 1826, which is also the 50th anniversary of the country's independence.
Was it an accident of some kind? I know, right? How did that happen?
It was a pact.
Fair enough.
And then James Monroe died 5 years later on the 4th of July, 1831.
Monroe.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Danny got a point for that one. To celebrate the 4th of July, George Washington used to give out rum to all the U.S. soldiers. Is that fact or is that fiction?
I feel like they just got a ration of rum regardless, but I'm going to go ahead and say fact on that one.
Yeah, he did it on the 4th of July in 1778. Bought rum for all the soldiers out
there.
There
you go.
Jackson with a point.
That's a cool dude.
Tied up.
Boss.
Yeah. I got two more to go. Monroe.
Yeah.
Philadelphia was the first capital city. Is that fact or is it fiction?
Oh, man, I should know this. Okay, yeah?
No. New York City was the
Jackson!
Capital of the U.S. during the first two years George Washington was president.
Jackson!
Philadelphia was the capital for the next six. Washington, D.C. didn't happen for a while.
And shook his head. He's like, oh, yeah.
You're
going
to trust Jackson?
Prove it.
You're going to trust Jackson?
Prove that I would do that.
I'm upset. I want my money back.
Danny.
Yes.
The 50-star American flag was designed by an Ohio high school student for a class project, and he received a B- on it. Is that fact or is it fiction?
Danny.
Don't believe him, Danny.
It happened back in the 70s. I know it's true. I promise.
Okay, fact.
That is correct. Yeah. When Alaska and Hawaii were added, Congress allowed the public to submit designs, kind of like what we're doing right now with the Salt Lake flag.
Yeah.
And high schooler Robert Heff drew it up as part of a school project, got a B- from his teacher, but she did move it up to an A when he won the contest.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And speaking of winning, Danny won!
Good job, Danny.
Good job, Danny.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
I do want to mention to you that if you have not had chip cookie lately, we had it last night, and they have a waffle cookie this week that comes with syrup on the side.
Wait, hold on.
What? Like,
do they put it in a waffle iron? How does this work?
It's like waffle batter baked as a cookie, but then they have like this little cup of syrup that you dip in.
Oh, stop it.
Yum. And it was absolutely incredible.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it took the house by storm last night. All right, you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
I got two I want to give, so I'm going to give one to you now, and I'll give one in the podcast. Cool?
Deal. Okay.
Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip. The other name option was Boston.
Boston, Oregon, or Portland, Oregon.
The two guys who founded the city were from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine.
Oh.
And the guy from Maine won the toss and went, it's called Portland.
Dude, I bet the guy from Boston was so mad.
It's bitter.
You know how those Bostonians are?
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
That was wicked bad right there, man. Terrible.
I'm walking here. Mark Wahlberg was so mad.
I hate it here.
Look, we're almost done.
I know.
It's almost over.
I know.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you so much to everybody. I'm very excited for this 4-day weekend. Yeah. Go check out the podcast. Here's the thing. I found out Apple Podcasts will only show you the last 300 episodes, but we've been at this a long time, folks. So if you'd like more, you could download the Google Podcast app, and they'll show you the last 1,000 shows.
No kidding.
So you'll be able to go through and really do a deep dive on the Mixed Morning Fix if you are so inclined.
This is show 834.
Ooh. Wow. Just search for the Mixed Morning Fix on your favorite podcast directory.
Danny, final thoughts.
Yeah, so since we're going to be out, you can take over the show and submit any songs you would like to hear on our Mix app. It's the 4th of July takeover, or at mix105utah1utah.com.
I'm going to recommend Public Announcements Body Bumping. I'm going to put that in at mix105utah.com. See if we can get that played this week. And Monroe, do you think that will happen?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if that's going to get a ton
of... You don't think so?
A ton of
votes?
Yeah.
A ton of suggestions?
I'm not quite sure.
Nah. Well, what's your final thought then?
Well, if I live through the weekend, because my husband's making me go camping...
You're camping at Bear Lake.
I'm going to get eaten alive by mosquitoes, okay? And then everybody's going to laugh at me and leave me there.
You got a fun food that you're going to cook while you're there? Any kind of cool breakfast or dinner? Why do you stare at me like that when I ask camping questions to you?
I'm going camping. Uh-huh. That's enough.
She doesn't want to think
y'all
about
wanna
it.
Y'all want to eat forage.
Oh, it's on them.
Yeah.
It's on them to
you
do that.
You want to play this game? Let's play it.
All right. Well, I hope you make it back on Monday.
Me too.
That does it for us. Again, like Danny said, make sure to get your votes in starting now for the takeover, which starts on Friday. Go to our website, mix1051utah.com. We will be back on Monday. Please. Be safe with whatever you do this weekend. Have a good one. Bye-bye.